Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jason. Hollywood.
Hollywood Swain.
Yeah.
By the way, Swain, who joins us now, tweeted out this picture of a barbecue platter this morning, and I was eating, you know, a turkey sandwich at my desk. That about killed me, dude. Thanks for that.
Yeah, and this probably might not help you, but right now I'm smoking 3 slabs of spare ribs right now, St. Louis style, right now.
What are you talking about? You're like Mr. Dead End Barbecue, and then you do your own barbecue, too? What kind of magical world do you live in?
They inspire me. They inspire me to cook barbecue, too. I mean, they do a cooking class during the summer, so I'm just putting everything I learned this summer to use right now.
You didn't need any cooking class. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm getting out over here. Beautiful day.
Down.
We just had this guy on from the Action Network, and let me tell you something. He is all over the Tennessee Vols. He said they can win any game against any team, any style. Are you as confident as the guy from the Action Network and these Tennessee basketball Vols right now?
You know what's crazy is like all the top analysts, ESPN, CBS, all of them. I mean, everyone is real high on Tennessee. And I see why. I mean, they have everything that you need to do in the tournament. They can shoot. They play defense. They take care of the basketball. I mean, they're deep and they're experienced. I think it's weird because, like, we've seen this team and so up close and personal, and so we've seen the losses. You know, we just got blown out by Auburn by 20 points, and then we've also seen them beat Gonzaga, beat Kentucky twice, and so I'm just nervous. I don't know which team we're going to see, but I do know that they are built to win the whole thing, and they can. And I know for Jordan Bone, it's a burning image in his head. Of what happened last year against Loyola Chicago. They came up a little bit short, and all their hopes and dreams were over. And this is the time to do it. This is the time to go out there and try to go win the whole thing. And I think they are built to win, but they can't play like they played against Auburn, obviously. And they got to play better defense. This team was really great at defense last year. They're better offensively this year. And I think they feel like they can outscore folks, but they can't be that way in the tournament.
How much of Sunday's performance do you think, take out Lamonte Turner, but how much of that do you think was emotional, I guess, just fatigue or maybe even physical fatigue from that showdown with Kentucky?
I think it's all of it. I think it's mentally, emotional, and physical. And I think more emotional than really physical. And, you know, I don't think people really understand what it's like to go out there and emotionally dump everything you have on the field or on the court, and then have to turn around and do that again. I mean, football, we'll play Alabama, and we would play them on Saturday. Well, we wouldn't play until next Saturday, and because, we would have a whole week to physically recover, emotionally recover, and mentally recover. But these guys had to go out there 19 hours and do it all over again for the championship against Auburn. That's not an excuse. But it is a reason, and there's a clear difference between a reason and an excuse. But that's the reason. I mean, they just got punched in the mouth in the second half, and they just had nothing to really respond with. So that's what happened, and it was a good lesson for them. So that way they can prevent that from happening in a tournament. There's a lot of teams, Villanova. We saw Gonzaga this year. They lose late, lose in conference, playoffs. And they have a chance to still go deep. So Tennessee certainly built to do that.
Jason Swain, our guest at Swain Event on Twitter. It's interesting. After Tennessee lost to Auburn, it was basically the second time in 8 days, and both times it kept them from hanging a banner, one in the regular season and one for a tournament championship. I saw people tweeting and a lot of social media activity kind of shaming the Tennessee fans that still wanted Bruce Pearl, yet I'll tell you this. I didn't see one Tennessee fan, even after all that, tweet that they wanted Bruce Pearl. It was like shaming no one. Did you see this big outcry for, gosh, I miss, and I like Bruce Pearl a lot, but did you see an outcry for him after all that?
what happens is, you get Twitter, and Twitter, there's like thousands and hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter. And the Tennessee fan base is huge and large. We understand that. But what happens is there's like three or four folks that's like, oh, I wish I had Bruce right now. They're all emotional and they're crying and emotional wreck. And then a couple people see, three or four people say they want Bruce back, and then it becomes a bigger deal than what it really is. Like, listen, Bruce did a lot of great things to Tennessee, in the community, donated a lot of money to UT Medical Hospital. But Bruce Pearl cheated and lied and ran a program that was not on the up and up, NCAA-wise and other ways. And so folks just need to understand that. It's over. You have Rick Barnes, who's a dang good coach, who has a program that has a culture of doing things right on and off the court. Tennessee's in a better spot. But I understand your ex-girlfriend showed up at the dance, and she's looking good. Zeke looks good. That's kind of what it feels like with Auburn winning. But the bigger picture is Tennessee going as far as they can in the NCAA tournament. The regular season championship was great. I hate that they missed that. The tournament championship, that's great, and I hate they missed that too. But the bigger picture, the most important thing, is the NCAA tournament. And so this team needs to major in the majors, which is a tournament run instead of majoring in the minors, which is, conference championship. Go win the whole thing. This team is built to do that.
On the way out, Holly Warlick, we found out a couple hours too early when the bracket got leaked, and that took some of the guesswork out, but were you genuinely nervous that the Lady Vols would or wouldn't get in, or did you feel one way or the other strongly before we found out they were getting in for a 38th time?
Yeah, I don't need for this team to get into the tournament this year to know that it's probably time for someone else to take over there as a women's basketball coach. The last 3 years has kind of been declining, slowly but surely. Holly Warlick has done an unbelievable job recruiting. So they're a really good player. But, if you need this team not to get to the tournament to kind of foreshadow what's going to happen, next year, the year after that, then I don't know what to tell you. I will say this. I saw Coach Former give his all as a coach. And, I was a little kid when Coach Former, was an assistant coach. But before I was born, Coach Former played. And I think Tennessee, we know over the last couple of decades that we haven't really done the best job of kind of taking care of our own and treating our own right, Johnny Majors and Coach Former and, I just feel like whatever happens, that Holly Warlick should be treated with utmost respect. She should be treated with class. Holly Warlick not only helped build the Tennessee basketball program, the women's basketball program, but she helped build women's basketball in general next to Pat Summitt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so she just means so much to the sport. But you can just tell. I mean, she's just really having a hard time being a head coach and being kind of the next coach after Pat Summitt, which is really hard to do. For me, I don't need for them not to get to the tournament or for them to lose in a tournament to know that maybe it's time for a change. I just hope that it's done and handled better than Coach Former was handled and Johnny Majors was handled, because they gave their all for Tennessee. So that's my stance on the whole thing.
Man, that's strong stuff. I agree with all of it. Swain, man, thanks so much for the time, and hopefully a nice run ahead for the Vols in the tournament. I love this team, and I love those guys, and I love their attitudes. And I'm not from Tennessee. I didn't go to Tennessee. I don't have ties. But there are some teams that people just love, and this is that team. And it'd be neat to see a bunch of good guys have a real nice run.
Absolutely. The Admiral Schofield video honestly made me cry, made me water up. I'm not even kidding. I'm dead serious. It made me cry just because of that part where he's talking about his dad, and he makes a shot to beat Gonzaga, goes up in the stands, tells his dad that he loves him. His dad tells him that he loves him. good shot. I mean, we get a chance to see these athletes, men and women. We get a chance to see them come in as young boys and young girls and leave as like grown, mature men and women. And we're seeing that with Aaron Schofield. It's been so cool to see him and his transformation. And I just want it for these guys. I mean, if they lose, if they win, it's going to be hard not to get emotional because we've grown so close to the team. I mean, they're really easy to root for. And, you know, they're giving it all up to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they are doing it for Tony White, former ball guard who's battling the most important battle of his life. And that's against cancer. And this basketball team is right next to him. So I want it for these guys. I want it for Tony White. This team is special, and I don't want it to end.
Sounds good, brother. Thanks so much for the time, and go take a look at those ribs. Make sure everything's in order.
Oh, yeah. You know it. Y'all have a good one.
All right. At Swain Event on Twitter, Jason Swain. When we come back,